This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much for listening. Well, it is a bright, clear day under a blazing blue sky in New York today. It's one of those early September days you get in New York and in Washington, D.C., too, when the August humidity is burned off and fall hasn't yet arrived. You know, a morning like today's used to be just a beautiful September morning. Now, the clear sky and the crisp air and the perfect temperatures remind you of how you felt then. Chances are you don't remember the weather on Monday, September 10th, 2001. Do you remember what you were doing on an unremarkable September morning? With the help from our friend the BBC, we've compiled some memories of that day, all gleaned from original broadcasts.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 10th.
It's Monday, September 10th. In the news this morning.
It's Monday, September 10th, 2001. Good to be back from the weekend.
Yeah, it is. Nice to see you again. We got a lot of news this morning.
Clouds in the morning, partly sunny later, maybe some storms late today. The high 82, 77 degrees and cloudy.
Good morning, everybody. Want to tell you about our first hurricane of the season. It is Hurricane Erin. Maximum sustained winds 120 miles an hour.
A moderate earthquake shook Southern California late yesterday, followed by three mild aftershocks. Scientists say this earthquake could signal the coming of a larger tremor.
More tremors to come. Wall Street was a little on edge, though maybe not anything out of the ordinary.
They wonder if the new week will spell more losses.
Indicators are bad, Nick. The S&P futures down about 12 points, and foreign stock markets fell on average 3% today.
There is still a considerable risk in this market, in our opinion. Valuations remain very high. The technical picture is negative.
And when Wall Street opens in half an hour?
The stock market has a clear direction this morning, and it is down 11%. The NASDAQ down 32%.
Diversions were important, as always, music and sports, a little bit of controversy. Why not?
Now, after years out of the spotlight, Michael Jackson is trying to make a comeback. And the question is, can he do it?
The King of Pop may have to fight to retain his title.
To hide it over.
He's just one of the best artists out there.
A lot of the new shows that we got to see now.
Well, one of the fun things about Broadway and Broadway is that it does tip off shows that haven't opened yet. One with the sort of challenging name of Urinetown, which opens later this week.
There it is. A backhand pass again, and Leighton Hewitt has won the United States Open.
Here in New York, they were in the middle of a heated political race for mayor, and the president, fresh off his own August vacation in Crawford, Texas, was visiting classrooms.
Tomorrow is primary day here in New York City.
Not only are we electing a new mayor, but we've got almost an entirely new city council. I mean, it's going to be a brand new city government.
The mayoral candidates are stumping across the city today after having challenged each other in three television debates.
Peter, you know something, Peter? Let me just help with
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well.
We're out of time.
President
well.
Bush spoke to an elementary school in Jacksonville, Florida today to promote his proposals to improve education. He called for a war on illiteracy.
You see, this country of ours needs to start asking the question, what do you know? A lot of times when there's no accountability, we guess. We need to start asking early, before it is too late, what do you know?
The president's deputies, on the other hand, already had their eyes turned toward the Middle East. And until you hear this, it's hard to remember that Iraq and Saddam and so many of the world-shaking events to come were in many ways already in motion on September 10th.
And the United States coming under increasing pressure to take a more active role in trying to end the violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Not surprisingly, the Israeli papers here are dominated by coverage of yesterday's suicide bombings and shootings.
Leaders of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Morocco have told the president the continuing conflict is leading to a wave of anti-American sentiment across the region.
Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Iraq's been hard at work building up its chemical and biological weapons technology.
Every period since they've been able to get the inspectors out of there, working diligently to increase their capabilities in every aspect of weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile technology. And as they get somewhat stronger, the problem becomes somewhat greater.
Rumsfeld said the problem will have to be dealt with in a variety of ways, which could include bombing.
And here in New York and in so many other places around the country, what you could describe as business as usual.
The Downtown Alliance and Delta Airlines support WNYC and are proud to present the 5th annual Dine Around Downtown at the World Trade Center Plaza, Wednesday, September 12th from 11 to 3.
We are a multiracial society, but when it comes to health, most of us are the same color, in the pink. A new report being released right now by the government says the national health is good and getting better.
The country's overall health is better than it was a quarter century ago. The CDC found some big disparities depending on where Americans live.
Big cities have problems. People are more likely to die violently.
Back now at 7:18. In an effort to reduce gun violence in this country, more than 3 million trigger locks are being given away for free.
Just as you would put a smoke detector, or you might put locks on your kitchen cabinets to keep your children out of household cleaners, it's a way that we can make our homes safer when there are guns in the home.
A rabid kitten has been found in Hawthorne's Gate of Heaven Cemetery. The short-haired gray and white female is about 2 months old. Now, if you think you've had contact with this rabid kitten, call the County Health Department at 914-5000.
But by evening on Monday, September 10th, all we could expect from Tuesday was another morning like today's in New York. One of those perfect, bright, glorious September mornings.
Seasons of change. Clearing skies tonight. 65 degrees tomorrow morning. Less humid with sunshine. Look at tomorrow's high. 80. Sunny and breezy. Delightful. You'll love it.
And once again, those polls open at 6 tomorrow morning and stay open until 9 tomorrow night.
By the afternoon, we're expecting highs right around 80, as though this never happened. That's the way it'll be tomorrow.
Tell us your memories of September 10th, 2001 at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, we look at the first 500 days after September 11th.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.